What's up, people? How y'all doing? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Direct Mind, and hopefully we're tuned in and turning up. I know it's Friday night, so it's a lot of plans going on. And I just wanted to be able to talk about some topics that have been happening throughout and also where people are in their life. There's a lot of history happening. For one, I do want to talk about Kanye West. I want to bring that up. I want to also bring up why a lot of artists right now are struggling. And what could have been improved or done about that music industry to get all different content available for people, and that way everybody else can be able to benefit from this podcast. So if y'all tuned in, I'm gonna be able to share some music here. So I'm just gonna put on some chill hip hop instrumentals so y'all can just enjoy. No copyrights being violated, you feel me? So let's go ahead and tune in. Just one sec. Cool. So best thing about what's going on in our society is we're understanding a lot of different things are happening, and if we look back at it, it does make sense that many things have happened to us in terms of where the beats have gone, where people are now. And not to say anything bad about where we've been as a society, but there's a lot of things we weren't prepared for, and there's a lot of people that weren't looking to, change up the system in terms of getting content out there for people to practice, getting people involved with social media action, the change going on in our society. And I feel like a lot of that was because we didn't necessarily create those avenues as musicians, as activists, but now they're starting to be available. And I just wanted to be able to share my thoughts and not to harp too much on anybody's ideas or rewind and start tuning back into all these negative connotations about why people are not getting their content out, getting their music out, getting a lot of things out, because we have a lot of social constructs that have built up in America, and now a lot of people are starting to see things as they are and not just as they are, but for what they are. And I'll give an example for Kanye's music. He has done so much for hip hop in the last 15, 10, 15 years that I may be a fan, but seeing how that Twitter issue played out, whereby he dropped over 50 different things going on, that kind of just hurt his whole credibility with me. And I don't feel like I would hate his ideas, but I kind of feel like he sold himself out to make the money, but the money never made him back anything. He doesn't own the brand. He's not invested in the stock. He's not giving back any given back any dividends. And it hurts him in the long run, because now he's stuck to selling sneakers, selling shoes, and it kind of hurts because you're a fan of somebody for so long, and you wonder how they got to where they got to. And I remember back in like 2005 or whatever, his album ended up having him featured on Time, and that was when he was making the difference to a lot of different avenues. And I remember that Jesus Walks album. I remember him being able to add gospel and fusing that with hip-hop, and then now where he is not too far off where he was as an artist. It's just selling his craft out and not being able to monetize that back because of that Universal contract, or even how newer artists are getting stuck in these deals. I kind of feel like, even though a lot of African Americans are contributing to that culture, they've never benefited from that culture. And it kind of sucks, because if you think about it, a lot of different people are still making money off of stuff that happened in the 70s and the 80s. And these are like Kiss, the Beatles, MJ, Prince. And it sucks when you have a lot of different people giving you great content and yet none to benefit on them, you know, and that kind of sucks on a lot of people. So I'm just making sure I spread that information that, you know, great content has to be appreciated for where it is in our lives, where it's touched in a lot of people's lives, because at the end of the day, we can talk like we've created a culture behind hip-hop, a fashion industry, and a lot of different financial benefits for black and white people in America. However, there's been a lack of growth in different areas. Let me turn this up some right here. So what I mean by that is, we still have issues in our economy, our education. We have people that are not able to progress beyond whatever the society is telling them. And that kind of hurts on the back end, because a lot of people have to go back for that education. A lot of people have to start trying to maintain an image that's not who they are or what they do. And it kind of sucks when you have great creators, great musicians that never go beyond where they are. And this relates into a lot of different areas. And we can talk about the five foundations of hip hop. We can talk about the graffiti, which is art. We can talk about the fashion. We can talk about the knowledge. Let me make sure y'all see that. All right, the knowledge. We can also talk about the art. And I'm not talking about just the graffiti part. I'm talking about all the classic records, the remixes, the blending of genres. But now we get to a point where everybody needs to have some sort of ownership or some sort of stake in this company, and it has to be progressive for a lot of artists, because they're the people in the front lines representing their brand, having you tune in every week, you know, getting people to sign up for petitions, or even more, taking it to a whole new level, whereby there's not a lot of hatred or anything per se of that, but it has a lot to do with the degradation of music as a form of economic empowerment. because we listen to it, we pay for it, but now it's pirated. Now it's not anything worth of value to the society because it's so accessible, it's streamable, it's not content we can create and grow and build fortunes, if I can say that better, and build fortunes, right? So that being said, I just want to be able to talk more about the history of it. So we do know hip-hop originated around 1978, and 1987 is when it started becoming mainstream DJing and getting out there in the club and actually changing into a economic movement before it was considered a rock movement. And in that sentence, I know there's a lot of new and up and coming rappers and producers that want their stuff featured as different genres. So where do we lose that? Where do people feel like they're not getting any benefit in their culture and their society? I think it's because now we've classified rap as black and minority, and then hip hop as everybody, and Eminem and Yellow Wolf and everybody else. But we can't have black people venture back into the hip hop genre with rock, hip hop with jazz, hip hop with soul, or even gospel like Kanye dared to do with that Jesus Walks album. So I kind of feel like we're pigeonholing a lot of different content. Tyler the Creator's content, for example, that last album was a classic. Now, he said he was looking to get a Grammy in a different genre, but I also felt like he was not given credit due where he needed, because he didn't necessarily fit that image of a pop artist, of a rock star type, because it didn't have the metal, it didn't have the strings. But if we tuned in on some of those music songs, you could tell he was actually giving a lot of, how do I say, effort into pushing the rap into that arena. A lot of people don't understand that when I talk about it, because they're always confusing rap as, oh, it has to be hardcore lyrics, this and that, and pop has to be singing and this and that, instead of having that fusion and that blend fuse as, okay, this is my iteration of pop, this is my iteration of rap, you know. And the culture behind the new, you know, Grammy movement, the new XXL movement, is not something that we're all gonna have available in our lifetime, or at least most artists out there, or about 90%, are never gonna see that recognition. Even though it is available for other artists, it's not gonna be for everybody. So I just wanted to discuss that with y'all. So the main thing about getting artists out there and developing them comes down to consistent action. What do I mean by that? I mean, like, people are creating content, but there's no direction right now in a lot of people's music. Yes, they're doing music content for the clubs. Yes, they're doing music content for a certain genre. I mean, like, a lot of different artists are not trying to just represent their neighborhood. I mean, like, they need to be able to speak on issues that are not just affecting that neighborhood and the good life and drugs, money, and obviously girls. That's a given. But what else can you do with that music? What else are you doing for people that are not where you are economically, are not even given the chance to, you know, become a better version of themselves. And that at the end of the day is something we can't change about this culture. However, what we can do as conscious listeners and also as individuals is give back to that community, you know, outreach, get new artists on the phone, see if we can collab on ideas. Yes, obviously not everybody's gonna tune in on those ideas. Not everybody's gonna subscribe to that message of, you know, we need to build the community, we need to rebuild our structure of education, we need to rebuild our image and our thought process for the youth and how they think about their elderly. And I know in this culture itself, we're not necessarily bringing those issues up, and they're hurting the hip-hop culture because there's a lot of people saying, you know, fuck the police, fuck this, fuck that. And if you don't have those structures in place and you're always the voice of millions, I don't care if you're in that top 10% or that top 10 list of mine, you need to be able to use that voice and be not just social justice and activist and getting content for people to, you know, subscribe to and get hyped about. I mean, like, they also need to have the ability to understand that, you know, not everybody is gonna bite that bullet. Not every artist is gonna give back to that community because they might be ostracized by that same community they want to be in. They might be a threat to somebody that's coming up, or they might have some kind of artist beef. I understand that happens, but like, now we're in a point where we're being affected by infectious diseases. We're at a point where people are now seeing the effects of, you know, not having work. What can I do different? How can I attack that avenue? How can I become a better marketer for my brand? How can I have different products or diversify myself? And what I've always believed in, and I'll end with this, is scarcity breeds a lot of opportunity. Because when there's so much available, there's so many excuses not to be successful. And a lot of people are not getting the fact that they need to go out and outreach. They need to go out and listen to other artists. They need to stretch themselves, because as artists now, yes, we have regional hip hop in US, Canada. I can go all over Europe. I can go all over Asia. And it changes based on that variation of location and obviously geography. But scarcity is what's going to breed the next couple generation of hip hop influences, fashion moguls, culture trendsetters, and also people that are going to change the art. Now, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I do want to say shout out to a few people. First off, shout out to Steady Stacking Records for their platform and connecting with me on an analytic side. Shout out to Sweezo, who is here locally in PG. Shout out to Louie Lou, who I've been helping for the last 8-9 years. And shout out to any other artists that I've either helped in a positive mindset or giving critique and feedback that needed it. Appreciate y'all. Thank you for tuning in. This has been a Direct Mind conclusion of the third show, and this is Hip Hop History. Stay tuned. I just wanted to thank you guys for listening, and please subscribe, share, or donate. Even 1/4 goes a long way towards the production
of our podcast. Thank you.